Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to another great episode of the Red Room Radio. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. Hope you all are prepared. You got your drinks ready on the side, ready to sip in the room. Red Room Radio. Introducing our co-host, Big Love.
What's up?
How y'all doing tonight? Our other host, Sarah Lynn, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Of course, you got myself, James, introducing our fabulous host for the night, Ms. Shelly L. Book, bringing in the last topic of 2015. Shelly, are you in the red room?
I am here. James, Sarah Lynn, Gracia, Vic Love, everybody, welcome to another great episode of the Red Room Radio. I want to thank everybody that is joining us tonight, everyone who has joined us for the shows that we've done in 2015, and I also want to say that I just so appreciate all the love that we have gotten, all of the support that we have gotten from this show, and I want to apologize for last week's show, for the way that it abruptly ended. During the end of the show, I got some very disturbing news that a very close, good friend of mine, one of the most supporting people, giving people I think I've known in a very, very long time in my life, passed away, and I got news while we were doing the radio show. If it had not been for James being here, I don't know how the show would have ended because it was It really hit me hard, and I didn't know how to respond. It was one of those where your professionalism just has no place. It was backseat, and for those who experienced the show ending abruptly, I apologize. But I do want to ask that everyone who is listening to please say a special prayer for the Gordon family, for my friend Lamont Gordon, who will never, ever be forgotten. And James, thank you for being a supportive friend that you are, for helping me out last week. So for tonight's topic, I wanted to put a little different spin on how people walk into the new year. We have a tendency to make promises or resolutions, so I wanted to put a different spin on the new year's resolution. No more making promises or resolving to do something for the new year that most likely has failed year after year. The topic tonight is, in 2016, I will not. And if you see the show topic, you see that will not is in all capital letters. It's expressed with emotion. It's expressed with passion. And a lot of people may say, well, that's sort of a negative approach to setting goals for the new year. But in the Red Room, we discuss topics realistically. And one thing that we do talk about is how sometimes positivity doesn't always work. So some may agree, some may disagree, but I believe that when you say what you want or what you will do, it's often expressed passively. And sometimes it's apprehension. And if you're not quite sure if it's what you're actually going to get or receive. Like, we start out with, I'm going to go to the gym at least 3 times a week. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to change my finances. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But you're saying it with a sense of apprehension because you don't even know if you have what's needed to accomplish that goal. But when you say what you do not want, it's most likely expressed with passion, with such deep emotion and meaning that you know you're going to do what it takes to accomplish that goal. So I believe that you have to open your mind so that you realize what you don't want to discover the things that you do want. And that's how we created this list. So I want to start with just a few things. What I want to do is, for anyone who is listening to our show tonight live, who listens to our archive shows, I want you to make a list of 12 things, 12 things that you say and write on the top of that sheet in 2016, I will not, and in all capital letters, will not, blank, and make your list. And the 12 kind of to me represents at least one thing out of each month you work on. And when you make that list, make it from that perspective of things that you just don't want to have to experience in the year coming, whether it's something you did experience and don't want it, or something that you just don't want to have to experience in your life. So I have challenged each of our co-hosts to write that same list. And tonight we're going to share at least three things, no less than three. If you want to share more, I welcome you. Because what I found is when someone hears something that you're going through, something that you're experiencing, they may say, you know what, me too. And it becomes something that they want to experience, they want to achieve. So share freely with your list. Mine is rather personal. Some of it's personal, it's emotional, financial, spiritual, professional, it's kind of in different aspects. But I'm going to start with the first one on my list. And I think when I first started my list, I did share. And the first thing James said when I gave the first thing was, okay, it's about time. And I had to laugh. So the first thing on my list is, in 2016, I will not be single. I am no longer going to close the door to the opportunity of, because I feel I'm not ready, I'm not in that place in my life, I'm not bringing what I want to bring to the table. And basically, they've all been excuses, but in 2015, I've experienced enough to know that it's not what I want in 2016. So that is the first thing on my list. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I do know I will at least open the door to the possibility of that not being something that I have to experience. Number two, in 2016, I will not say yes when I really want to say no. A lot of times we say yes to things that we really just don't want to do, or we agree to do things that we really know is going to inconvenience us, but because we don't have the whatever it takes to either disappoint someone or not give somebody else something that they want, even though it takes something away from you, well, we say yes when we don't really want to. So since I have decided this is on my list, I've even gone as far as practicing how to say no. I even have a face that's going to make me comfortable with saying it without hurting someone else's feelings, but not putting myself in a position where I say yes, but I'm angry with me because I did. The next thing is, in 2016, I will not spend my birthday wishing I had done something other than what I did. And it may not be significant enough for anybody else to understand, but I have spent way too many birthdays saying to myself, oh, it's not a big deal, I don't really want to do anything, and I play the whole it's my birthday thing down to the point where when the day comes, now I'm feeling like I wish I had done something. So, in 2016, my birthday may turn into a damn carnival, but I will not spend it wishing I had done something other than what I actually did. The next thing, I will not, in 2016, let my DSW coupons expire. anybody knows me knows I love shoes. I have lived with regret over the last year with DSW coupons and sales that happened and specials that were out there. And then I realized, oh, that coupon's expired because I did something else and I didn't take the time to do something for me. So that kind of is twofold because I love shoes. 9 times out of 10, I neglected doing something that I love for myself to do something for somebody else. And the last one, and then I'm going to turn it over to the next person that's going to share their list. I will not, I repeat, in 2016, I will not, and I put my foot down and stomp hard in a pair of shoes that I bought with a DSW coupon that did not expire, allow anyone to remind me of the mistakes in my past without me reminding them that they did not walk in my shoes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have a tendency to remind you over and over again of things that you've done wrong and how you could have done better. And they don't do it with ill intent necessarily, but all it does is opens up a wound. It just constantly reminds you of what you tried to move past, and you keep reliving it over and over again. So sometimes people don't understand that if they didn't walk in your shoes, they can't tell you what you should have done. And just today, I added this one to my list today, just based off of a conversation that I had with somebody with a shoulda, coulda, woulda. And it ain't going to happen no more. So in 2016, that's just a short list of what I will not do in 2016. So now, Vic,
okay.
I know your list is probably, I'm not sure if I'm ready for your list, but I did get personal with mine. So bring it.
Okay, my list. It's well-rounded, and this goes to one, I'm just letting you know. In 2016, I will not, and I emphasize not, tolerate any bullshit. Meaning, a lot of times you try to help people who don't want to be helped. A lot of times you try to get people in line, not just for their own being, just to give them some good advice so they can try to not do the wrong thing. And when you do that, it seems like the people that need the help the most don't want it. So not stopping myself from being the person that I am, because that's just me when I do help people. I'm going to not say that. I'm just going to say the people that I know who just doesn't want to listen to what you're trying to tell them, and I'm just not tolerating that anymore in 2016. I know that sounds kind of rough, but for me, I just think that I need to stop doing that because I put too much into it, and not only does it hurt, friendships, it's just that some people just will not get it together. They know who they are. Hopefully they listen to Red Room Radio, so they know when they call. Victor is not tolerating to that. That's one. Number two, in 2016, I will not, for my own self, put pressure on me that's not necessary. Because stress, anybody knows anything about stress, stress leads to other things going wrong in your life. As far as a physical being, you have to take care of yourself because guess what? At work, anywhere else, if you are not, if anything happens to you and you're no longer here, it'll be a temporary, people will sit in and it'll be all, Victor, I love Victor, he was this, he was that, he was that. But when you're dead, nobody can help you with that, and guess what? You will be replaced. So you have to take care of yourself. So I'm not going to stress myself out anymore. Okay? That's now three. In 2016. Damn. This one's a big one. Can I hold my third? Shelly, I want to hold my third one for a little while. I want to hear other people's, because mine is going to close the show now when I say my third one. So I want to pass it off to, you know, James, anybody else, so they can start saying what they do. I'm gonna leave my third one for the, closer to the end of the show. Because the lines are going to blow up after that one. Whoever's next.
Okay.
Let me hear what you got to say.
You got me curious now.
All right.
Where's my glass?
I got my glass. All right, James, you pass the torch. Go ahead.
This is great. All
right, all right.
Tasting really good right now.
So my first one, ultimately, is I will not be late on my rent. I've had four apartments in the past 5 years. I've lived with other people. So as of tomorrow, I will officially be in my own apartment by myself, doing it all on my own. So that's my ultimate goal for 2016.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
My second one is I will not be in 2016 in any unhappy situation. I've dealt with a lot and been in places and worked in locations where I wasn't truly happy, but every day I still went to work, you know, seeming cheerful and doing my thing like nothing was wrong, but deep inside I was hurting. So I found that within the past 5 months that I've been back home, that I'm happy where I am. I'm in a happy place in almost every aspect of my life, and I refuse to lose that. And my third one, I will not allow anyone else to bring me down or hold me back from my goals and aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite self-explanatory, so I'm not going to get too deep into that. Next.
Okay. Wow. I think I don't know about anybody else, but I was like, my list has gone from 12 to, like, adding stuff. So this has been, like, really, really helpful. Okay. Tracia, in 2016, you will not.
Okay. In 2016, I will not cry because my doctor told me that I failed another test. because I've been having some health issues, some really serious health issues over the last year, and things are not progressing the way that I want them to. So I will not cry because I failed another test. In 2016, I will not go to jail for child abuse. Because my preteen daughter is talking out the side of her neck to the wrong person.
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to laugh.
Now you said you won't cry. You can laugh.
Right.
Okay. And my third one in 2016, I will not, and I repeat, I will not tolerate stupidity from rude people who think they know everything, but they don't have a clue. That's what I will not do in 2016.
Right. Y'all got some serious goals. I like this. I really like this. All right, Sarah Lynn. Okay, here we go. Things that I would not do in 2016. Stop putting myself last.
I've do this in the past, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Everything I do, I always, like, if I don't exist, like, my life, what I do for me is not important as the things I do for other people. So I decide I have to put myself first. Number two, I need to keep myself motivated to becoming wealthy and successful. And three, focus on getting myself in the position to pick up another property.
Mm.
I need to find the retirement house. I mean, this is my retirement house, the one I'm living in. But when you get a little older, you get a little more challenging things, and you want to simplify, you really want to be in a better place with waves and sunshine and all that good stuff. I need to get myself ready, to get myself motivated to do all these things for 2060, because I'm not getting any younger. And I have to put me first.
Y'all got some,
there you go,
powerful. I've added something on my list that I'm stealing from y'all. I'm telling you right now. James, Vic, I love that. I ain't taking no bullshit. I forgot to add that one to my list. Tracia, seriously, I mean, the stupidity, that's got to be one of those that we just got to stop tolerating. I think that kind of falls into the whole, I'm not going to say yes when I really want to say no, because sometimes some of the yes is, it's dealing with stupidity. And Sarah Lynn, I so totally understand, definitely understand. I think, you know, everybody knows me well enough to know that I have the issue with putting everybody before myself. And that retirement place, I got pictures today from a lady who is selling her condo, beachside condo in Puerto Rico. And she is willing to rent it first before selling if I lease her an apartment. So I'm, like, feeling that's a win-win situation for me. So when we go to the Red Room and take the Red Room to Puerto Rico in July, I will be taking a tour of this condo. So I'm excited because, like Sarah Lynn says, you got to have that place that you look forward to going when you decide, I just don't want to deal with the cold weather anymore. And I don't know about y'all, if on the East Coast, this weather here is a little too crazy for me. So I need someplace warm because my knees hurt. And I need warm weather all year round. I might be telling my age, but. So, Richard, are you ready to share, or you want to open up the lines and let someone give their what they will not in 2016?
Hey, Jay, let's open the lines, because you know something, like I said, I'm going to do my last one. I think I'm doing a scarlet letter. You know, I'm going to do it close to the end, because
Hey, James, I thought we could trick you.
I'm sorry?
It will work today.
I thought we could trick you into going and giving us the shock, but I guess it's not going to work. All right, well, since it won't, let's open up the lines and see who would like to share. And 2016, what they will not do. I'm going to open up the line. I don't even need to give the last four numbers of cell phone number or the caller's number. It is our favorite caller every week who joins us in the Red Room. Happy New Year, Tiffany. Merry Christmas. Happy
holidays. New Year. Merry Christmas. Everything, guys. How you guys doing?
Hi, Tiffany.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. God is awesome. I'm doing well. Thank God. Listen to you guys.
Yes.
It just makes me smile all the time, honestly. Yes.
Well,
so y'all said 2016, what we will not do, you saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. 2016,
Tiffany, say it with some passion, like you just putting your foot down, stomp and saying,
I will not degrade myself. I will not belittle myself. 2016, I'm saying I am the one. I am beautiful. I am awesome. I'm lovely. You know, I've had self-esteem issues at times, but I'm looking 2016. I'm not doing that. 2016, I'm going forward, you know, with me and my family. We have, I can't say we because they don't even know the ideas that I have going, but we're going to prosper. We're going to be great. I'm not going to, I know you guys are talking about three things, but my biggest one is I just have to remember my self-worth, and I'm not going to make myself feel like that I'm not worth anything anymore, you know, because I've had issues with that in the past, but I'm realizing that I am worth something and that God has blessed me with a lot, and I'm not going to, the past is the past. The now is now. The future is wherever God has taken me and my family. And that is, I don't even have three things. The main thing is just to everybody, just look at what you have and thank God for it and just prosper on what you have. You know, don't ever let anybody, you know, tear you down or make you feel like you're worth nothing, whether you're male or female and stuff. Just look at yourself and smile at yourself in the mirror every day and say, I am wonderful. I am awesome. I am the one. That's how I look at it. So 2015, it hasn't closed out yet, but it's a new look on life, a new look on things that we can change within ourselves, and we just keep it moving. I'm serious. I don't want to bring in the old nasty stuff in 2015 to bring it into 2016. No, I don't think any of us should do that.
Tiffany, I would like to say something to you before you go.
Okay.
Maybe what one thing that you should be looking at in 2016 to be involved with like-minded people like yourself who think the same way you do, that you won't have to worry about people not liking you or may bringing you into a position that you don't like yourself.
Okay.
There's a thing out there that says if you want to be successful, you go and look at successful people, and that's what you'll be around. If you
surround
want to know people who
with,
do things, surround yourself with people who have the same mindset like yourself.
Very good.
2016
yes.
will be fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I wanted to do with this whole list, and, I mean, keep in mind that there are going to be people that are listening to this that may not listen to us live, they may listen later. I want you to create your list. And some of the things that we have on our list, we may not be able to accomplish on our own. Like, some of the things that we say we want to do or that we say that we will not do, we always need motivation. So what I suggest is find an accountability partner. Find someone that you share this list with and you say, this is my 2016 I will not list. And if you feel or see that I'm allowing these things to come into this year, please at least let me know. And when I find that I have accomplished something on that list, can I please reach out to you and share that I've made this accomplishment? Like,
that is awesome.
The biggest thing that sometimes I'm the motivator. I'm the one that motivates other people. I can stand in a room full of people and just get you powered up and fueled and ready to go, and you take off and you're gone. And all of my energy has been put into motivating other people. And then I sit there and look at myself, and it's like, okay, so now what do I do?
Right.
Because I've given all of my energy. So I need motivation. So I look to other people to motivate me. So if we find accountability partners, like one of the things on my list is say yes when I want to say no. If I find that I have accomplished that on a small scale, if I can reach out to my accountability partner and say, just make a phone call, send a text message, an email or something that says, today someone asked me to do this. And I was not able to, because if I did, it would have taken away from me, so I was able to say no.
Right.
I'm celebrating that accomplishment. And that is so true
that you said that. It's so true because, like I always tell a lot of my friends and stuff, I always say, you know, I am like that. I am an encourager. I am the one that pushes you to keep going. But I always tell people sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged.
Yes.
So
exactly.
They people will feed off of you for advice and all. But it's like, you know, hey, you in the corner like, hey, guess what, you know. So it's true. Sometimes you do have to learn how to say no at times and just sit back and say, not say, hey, look at me, come help me, but you do need that. You do need somebody to give you a good word. So you're absolutely right to surround yourself with positive people and, you know, people that have goals and visions and dreams and values to keep it moving.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so that's 2015, we still here right this moment. I have not surrounded myself with people like that. So I am learning. And that's okay. Y'all's show really helps people like me that need to know these different things. All you guys have so many great opinions that you're putting forth, and I thank you for it.
You're so very welcome. It just lets us know that what we're doing is, it's accomplishing the goal and the mission that I had in mind when I first started the show.
Yes.
And, you know, it's about sharing and
that's
letting everybody
about.
Know you're not alone. So
that's right.
I'm
that's
just
right.
saying if we can help each other and we can help people that we don't even know.
Exactly.
We're giving something and we're going to receive something in return for that.
Exactly. And I thank you guys so much. And y'all know I am your faithful listener. So you
yes,
guys
we
have
do.
A great evening, and thank you, and I love you guys, and hopefully, God's will, I'll be speaking to you in the new year next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thank you
okay.
so much, Tiffany. You have a
okay.
great night, and we love
you.
You
too. All right, love you guys.
Night, Tiffany.
To all
night,
y'all.
Night,
okay,
mwah.
Good night. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, I'm telling you, this really has, it's I mean, I'm listening to things that other people are saying, and you should see my list. It started out with 12, so now I've got all of this list of what other people have been adding. Everybody's got, like, great ideas, and I think we definitely have to find a way to, you know, make sure these things happen. If we have to do a check-in, like, once every 3 months to see, you know, hey, where are we with our 2016 list? Has anybody been able to say, okay, I said I wasn't going to do this, and then, you know, 3 months later, I have accomplished that? So I'll be the first to say that when I spend my first DSW coupon at Disney, I'll have to take a picture of the shoes. And I just need to know who's going to be my accountability partner, because anybody that has a shoe issue like me, can we go shopping? Anybody? Somebody? I like shopping for shoes too. So,
Charlie,
it's
I will be your accountability partner, because when you want to go shopping, I'll remind you of things that you should be doing. I'll be your accountability partner.
Thank you so much. See, that's what I'm saying.
I might
that's
need one too.
So awesome. So we'll go shopping for shoes.
I didn't say we're going shopping. You know, I didn't say I'm going to agree with you to go shopping. You know.
So what are you saying?
I am saying I'm going to help you be accountable. Being accountable does not necessarily mean I'm going to say, well, yes, Shelly, you should go shopping. I'm going to ask you, Shelly, did you accomplish this, and this month? Do you think you should be going shopping?
Okay, so if I got coupons that didn't expire, and my goal is to not let my coupons expire,
but sometimes you need to let the coupons expire.
Okay. Well, my goal is in 2016 is to not be in a position where I have to let my coupons expire.
Well, we have to get to that first. Then we should be accountable.
Okay. I totally agree. Well, let's move on. Do you want to go ahead and share your last one on your list?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it right now because I think we need to do this. In 2016, I will not. No, it's not going to be that bad because y'all killed me. Tiffany tore it up. She said half of the stuff I'm trying to say. But I'm just trying to say I will not let anyone steal my joy. Meaning, we have a great thing in this Red Room, and Shelly, I thank you for putting it together. But we have people that's listening to what we say and how we explain ourselves day to day, Tuesday to Tuesday, with the comments we do say. And I'm not going to let nobody tear the Red Room down, even though we can't be turned down because we got some great people involved. At the same time, we need to always be focused, come in here with a spirit that we are here to help others by our reactions. You know what I'm saying? And then we do take it personal sometimes, individually, I included. So some of the topics are that hot and off the press, and we want to voice our opinion. But we got to understand that some people are going through some stuff, and they are listening to us for a little guidance. So in 2016, I'm going to stop and listen more to what's going on and give a more opinionated, my opinion, but with the same thing, think about somebody that's listening, what they're going to get out of it. So in 2016, I'm going to be more people-focused than more what I really feel. And that's what I'm saying. So 2016, if you ain't with it and you're not feeling good that day, you don't want to say something right, shut your damn mouth.
Ooh.
All right? Next.
So kind of as my grandmother used to say, if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say nothing at all.
That's correct. Yep.
Hey.
And that's hard for me because, you know, I'm very opinionated, but I'm trying.
I totally
2016.
Understand.
There you go.
Exactly.
And
you're right, Victor, because this radio show was not designed for any of us to promote ourselves or to make ourselves to appear to be better than anybody else, because I truly believe with every ounce of what I breathe every day, when you promote yourself, God will humble you. But if you humble yourself, God will promote you. And if you can't do something nice or do something to help somebody, then don't do anything to break them down. Because in the process of you breaking somebody down or not giving them what they need to help build them up, what are you really doing? So you're right. If you have to, I mean, we created a forum where it's supposed to be, we're not expecting to agree with each other all the time. So you're right.
Absolutely.
So this forum is supposed to be about us helping other people but respecting each other.
Right, because Shelly, a lot of the time, the topics that we do deal with, they're very controversial. And there's no one,
right.
I'm saying, there's no really right or wrong. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you're dealing with opinions, you don't know what people are going through. A lot of people talk about drugs but never did a drug. A lot of people talk about this and never been through it. See, unless you've been in their shoes, you really, really can't speak on it. You're going to speak on it unless you really did it. No testimony, like they said. No test, no testimony. So if you ain't been through it, I mean, you could bring your opinion to it. But you can't, I mean, if you ain't never smoked no crack, you can't talk about the person that's cracked out. Because guess what? Trust me, and trust and believe, a person that was a big lawyer and all these powerful doctors and police that get cracked out and lose everything, trust and believe, they didn't do that because it wasn't good. So if you haven't did it, you can't really explain it. But you know what I'm saying? What you can say is that give them encouraging words to try to make them think about what they're doing. And that's
right.
The key. You know what I'm saying? Helping people get over it. You know, that's the key to it. And that's what we need to do here. We got to help people, you know.
Right.
Try to
Absolutely.
Help them.
And it's an anonymous forum where people can feel free to call in, you know, chat with us live, and, you know, just not feel like anybody is judging them or, you know, degrading them or belittling them for whatever it is that, you know, the opinion that they have to give or the topic that we talk about. So I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. I think at this point it's time for us to open Scarlet Honor. Vic, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Good third. Tonight, the Scarlet Envelope. Today's letter reads, Dear Red Room, I just want your opinion on this. So my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 months now, and everything has been great. But there's one thing that got in the way recently, and that was one of my friends. So I guess a friend. Yes, it was a male friend. My friend and I have been friends before I even met my now boyfriend. But now because of an argument between them, my boyfriend no longer wants to hang around my friend. Not only does he not want to hang around him, my boyfriend doesn't want me to hang out with him either. We all used to hang out, and they weren't the closest of friends, but they were at least cordial with each other, and now this. I'm torn between my boyfriend and close friend, and I don't know what to do. Red Room, any advice? Fine, listener.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like, remember when we had a discussion with Mark? Remember when we had a discussion with Mark, and Mark says that he's a swinger, and he invited other people to their party because that's what they like.
Okay.
When you invite people into your life, your spouse and you, your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, have to have a conversation of what is your goals, what you want to do, how you want to do it. Because when you bring somebody else into your life, and maybe that other person is now more interesting than the one that you're with, things get a little complicated. Communication is key. You need to communicate with your people. This is what's happening. This is what I don't like. I think we should do this the other way. But I think with that conversation, communication is lost. And they need to start a new line of communication before things go left field.
I agree.
Me too. My thing
is
this.
Go ahead, Vic.
I'm sorry. The key to this thing, the hard thing about this is when you have a new companion and you have long-standing friends. Some people have friends. Like, I got some good friends that are actually pain in the ass, right? But we know that they're consistent. They're consistent pain in the ass. So a person from outside that comes in, they're not used to your pain in the ass friend. You know what I'm saying? And that's
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Consistent pain in your ass friend. Is that on your list for 2016, which you will not tolerate? Because
right, but I'm saying, but you know,
consistent pain in the ass friend.
No,
you know,
you know where the pain in the ass is coming and going. He knows that.
No, you got you have friends that
you can't let it
know,
go though.
You can almost.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
No, I'm asking, you don't have one of them, Shelly. Shelly. Shelly.
Yeah, and guess what?
What?
A pain in my ass is an uncomfortable pain. So eventually, I get off the nail.
I understand what it is you're saying, because sometimes when you have a pain in the ass friend, that pain in the ass friend is loyal to a T, and you can always count on that pain in the ass.
Thank you, Sherilyn. You absolutely hit it right on the head. Usually the pain in the ass friend, no matter how much you know what it is, the pain in the ass, because they tell a lot of the truths that you probably just don't want to hear. Sometimes the pain in the ass friend is the one that really keep it real with you. Mm-hmm.
But then are they really the pain in the ass friend? Maybe that's the wrong definition for them. Maybe they're the real.
Well, I'm just saying they just straight up like bald headed. Like okay, put it this way.
Describing is totally different to me from what a pain in the ass friend is. I know what a pain in the ass friend is. I got friends that are loyal to a T that tell me what I really don't want to hear, but I know they real. So the pain in the ass friend, I'm sorry, Victor, because that whole pain in the ass thing is just not comfortable for me. I just need a clarification. So can we call it some other kind of friend? that different friend. Let's just call him a different friend.
But it's like the pain in the ass family member that irritates the hell out of you, but they're like the realest person with you, and they're there for you more than even anybody else.
Okay. Then pluck your nerve. Is that
saying
all
right, you're pluck your nerve friend?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Go ahead. You're pluck your nerve friend. I'm sorry. I'm just being, I'm,
go ahead,
I'm just trying.
Finish your conversation.
I'm adding a little.
I'm just trying to figure it. Let me just make a conclusion as far as it. When you have somebody new that comes into your life, right, and they're not used to the friends you do have, right, so sometimes that's a conflict of interest. Then you have a person that maybe a friend that really just really want to be with you and don't like the boyfriend, the new 3 months. The whole thing I'm getting at, this is 3 months in this letter. It's only 3 months. It's really new for anybody. So I'm saying I don't know if I'm going to jump the gun with a new person over a friend that's maybe been loyal to me. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of scary. But if I had anything to say to a listener, I would just say like this, you know, try to figure out if the 3 months, if this new boyfriend is the one for you without, you know, getting mad at a friend. I'm not going to be leaving my good friend for a person I've just been with for 3 months because, you know, something that'd be their representative. You're not sure if that's going to be concrete boyfriend or girlfriend. My thing is this. I would tell them to try to work it out, but nobody that I've been with just 3 months can stop me from being with my friend. Period.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I can't even speak no more.
Exactly, Vic. I was about to say the same thing.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Everybody knows me, but you know, maybe I'm just an asshole. But nobody's going to come into my life and tell me who I need to stop hanging around. First of all, I'm growing. I pay my own bills. And, you know, you're not contributing anything to my life, so you're not going to tell me who I can and cannot hang around. If you don't like it, either don't go or find another crew to be with.
Exactly.
Right, I'm just saying, because it's just 3 months. Now, if my wife, and my wife has great vibes on people, and I don't see it, and I mean, I don't care what you say, she's been always on point about people. I mean, and I'm going to take advice a little stronger than somebody coming in. But if it's a person just for 3 months and is new, you know, they might be right. But I'm not going to leave my friends alone because they have a little argument or disagreement. Because a lot of my people are like me. They're strong-minded. They ain't going to just give in. They're going to talk their mind. And, you know, that's when argument starts, when two people have opinion, when you're grown and you have your own opinion. So things can happen. So I'm just more focused on the 3 months here. That's why I would give the listener that kind of cheated step up and say, hey, homeboy, you know, hey, we only been together 3 months. I've been with my friends for a long time. I'm not good. I mean, if you don't want to deal with them, that's your own problem. I hope you reconsider because that's my friend. I would not put a person, I wouldn't invite nobody to you that's not a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying? That's like you, James. Then you could be cool. If you bring a friend to my house, right, that's your friend, right? If your friend did do some crazy stuff, that's your problem, James, because I'm not going to deal with it because that's your friend. But I'm going to stress that you bring them to me. I'm trusting your opinion on who you bring to me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. You know, so, you know, I'm going to keep on beating this horse. But if a person is 3 months just new, I'm not stopping seeing my friends for that.
Okay. I'm going to give you all a different side to the story.
Good, Shelly. You always do. You love you.
Because you know that's me.
I know. Me?
Okay, 3 months into the relationship, you have to understand, y'all, and I brought up the whole pain in the ass friend for purpose because I listened to the letter and I heard what you said. See, a pain in the ass friend that you talked about
that irritating mm-hmm. family member friend, that different friend, however we want to label that person. We have a friendship with that person depending on a different type of person, a friendship with that person depending where we are in our life with that person. See, if both people were single, they probably had the best of friendship because there was no time taken away from the friendship. There was no envy in the friendship. There was just both people were in the same single place at the same time. But there's some missing pieces here that we don't know, but I want to open your mind to the possibility of. Is his friend single or in a relationship? Because if he's in a relationship and he's having problems with his new boyfriend or new 3-month relationship, then it's possible that if he's single, it's possible there's some envy there. So the best friend, the BFF since however long, could be envious of, now my friend is being taken away by this new love entity, just as you say, this is your friend. You've been friends for a long time. Now you've got this new person in your life. You're all Google Gaga over there. You just slipped on the sleek and sexy rose-colored glasses, and you can't see nothing beyond what it is that you've seen in the last 3 months, which is totally amazing. So there's two sides to that. That whole, I'm not going to give up my friend for, you know, that I've been friends with all this time. Sometimes you have to evaluate the type of friendship you have with people. There's some friends you can have as long as you're single. That's your ride or die. That's your hanging partner. That's your BFF for life. That's your whatever ever. But as soon as you get in a relationship, if that person is single and you are now head over heels with this great, amazing person, that friendship's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, true friendships, your true friends are going to be as amazingly happy for you when you find that person, but they're also still going to be real with you. They're going to keep you grounded, but they're also going to be happy.
I wonder who the hell you are.
the amazing one?
Yeah, I want to know who the hell this person is and take my best friend from me.
Well, I mean, you have to look at it from both sides. You have to know the kind of friendship you have with that person. And the one question I always ask when there's a friend who has a problem with a new love interest, you have to ask yourself, is that friend single, or are they in a relationship? If they're mm-hmm. single, kind of question where the issue is, because you could be taking away their friend, and that's all they can see. Their friendship could be a dependency type of thing. So
Shelly,
to say, I'm not going to just drop my friend that I've known forever. Now, I'm not saying drop your friend, but it may be one of those things where you have to analyze where this whole disagreement or this issue is coming from that they're having with your new love interest.
Absolutely, but Shelly, I'm saying, I hear you on that. But my thing is that the new boyfriend for 3 months, it's telling you not to hang out with the friend. That's where the problem's coming in. It ain't got to do with the
That's where the problem comes from.
I said the problem's coming in. See, he's telling you to stop being friends with them. I mean, if they're having a problem, I would try my best not to bring them, my friend around them anymore if they have that kind of conversation.
Then there's an issue with communication. Then there's issue with communication.
Right,
what is saying, it
but they can tell me.
That makes you feel that I should not hang around this person. Communication. It's like y'all said, communication is key. Communication needs to be had on both sides. It needs to be had on both sides.
Can I give you guys an example? Let me give you guys an example of what she's trying to say, okay? Shelly is my best friend. Shelly picked up this guy who she is in love with, okay? I'm the only person can see where their relationship is not healthy. But she would not listen to me because she'd been looking for love so long that she finally found it.
And this guy, this guy now is taking her down a path that you see the end of this relationship being rather, it's going to put her in a position where she's going to be in trouble. So how do I come across to Shelly to let Shelly know or tell Shelly the things that I am seeing that she refused to see because she's Gaga Goo Goo?
Okay.
And that could be what this best friend is saying, and that new guy sees it. See, one of the shoes that I wrote about in my book is the wedge. It's the wedge. It's that person who they want to take you away from people who see who they truly are. They don't want you around your friends. They are. And a question I want to ask the listener is, I want you to think about this. How often do you associate with his friends? Is it more about associating with his friends than your friends? Because if it's more about his friends than yours and he's trying to separate you from your friends, it could be he's a wedge because there becomes that whole control issue. So this situation is one that's kind of two-sided. But I do know personally just over the last week, I was just distraught with a situation where I know this person is in a relationship with a wedge. He has drawn a wedge between her and her sisters, her family, her parents, and now her children. This man is he's extremely controlling. So it could be the friend. This man could see that I need to pull him away from anybody that's going to really see the real me. So I want to, you can't hang out. I don't like you hanging out with your friend. And it could be your friend jealous of the relationship that you're having because you're single. That's one of these that you got to look at both sides. And only the listener will know what the true situation is. Because it's two sides, it could go either way. This is a difficult situation. And, you know, to the listener, I say open your eyes and analyze the situation from both sides. Is it a situation where you think that person that you're with is a great person, but he could have the tendencies of being controlling? And I so should have had my book in front of me right now because I could list characteristics that would give you a 100% just guarantee of the list of characteristics that you would see, and you would know for sure if that's what it is. And if those characteristics don't fit in that list, then you would say, well, maybe I need to analyze my best friend. Either way, listener, you need to take a look at the two people that you are having the situation with in your life right now. I thank you so much for writing in your letter. I mean, I think you kind of opened up a lot of minds to look at relationships a little differently and realize, you know, how do you deal with your friends when you meet someone new? So, again, great letter. I mean, wow. Is this what I'm going to have to go through when I cross off that I will not be single in 2016 thing and next year? Really?
Just now, I'll have to make appointments just to see you.
Never. That's not gonna happen. Because whoever he is, he's gonna know that if you can't, you just have to. We're gonna have to fit into each other's lives. How about that? I'm learning.
There you go.
Learning.
I like that.
Learning.
Idea.
We're gonna have to. We're gonna have to fit into each other's. Hey, guys, I'm growing. I'm learning. I'm already getting ready for the process. I can't even believe I just said that. Wow.
I like that.
Look what the reverend, we're going to have to fit into each other's lives.
So, Miss Shelly, what is your pet peeve of the evening before we go? We know you have one coming.
Okay. Oh, Lord. My two cents. God, I don't even really want to say it this way, but God damn it. I just really want to stop. I really want people to just open their minds to the thought process of this. Can you step into the new year with a new look? Can we dress a little differently for the new year? I think the whole pants sagging thing is so played out. It's like, when are you going to pull your pants up? And, okay, I know that the teenagers and the young folks, it's going to take a minute for y'all to catch up and understand it's not cool. Nobody wants to see your boxers. I remember there was a time when, you know, men wore the designer boxer shorts or whatever because it was like, I need you to know that I paid $25, $40 for my boxers. Okay, that, I understand you need to show off your drawers. But when you done bought your underwear for Family Dollar and now your pants are sagging, nobody needs to see all that. Get over it, please. Nobody needs to get over it. I'm asking you to step into the new year with a new look. And what's even worse, sir, you missed the 35-40. You should be ashamed. I mean downright ashamed. Because at that point, you know better. You should be beat by the belt that your mama beat you with when you were a kid. Because you know you got beat by one. Pull your pants up. Dress appropriately. Leave out the house looking like you mean to do something with your life for the day, even if it's nothing more than to go to the gas station to buy that. Please, leave the house with some sense of purpose, as Lionel Richie said. Just some sense of purpose.
Shelly, can I put my two cents in?
Yeah, but give me a minute, because I ain't leaving the women out. Because, you know, I don't go on just the men. I'm going to need y'all to know and understand that one size does not fit
all.
I do not know how many times it can be communicated to you. The same outfit that I wore when I was a size 7, you can't wear when you were size 14, 18, 20, 22, 24,
26, yes.
And them belly shirts look like you got a little band.
I need a law pass. I need Congress in the House to come back off vacation to pass a law for the spandex, the belly shirt, and some of this, the spandex dresses. Ladies, y'all, come on, please. We got to do better.
You can't have what a booty do with a spandex.
Shelly, don't forget the Jeggings size 22, 22 wide.
Okay, and you know who made those, right? Who made those, the Jeggings? They were made by a man who had never seen a woman with a real ass. Okay? Or a woman who had no ass. Don't get caught up in the hype of buying what you see on that mannequin in the store. Because I'm going to give you an example of how that mannequin can trick you into buying some shit that ain't for you. I am tired. And in the summertime, they got the cute little sundresses. And they just look so, you'll be outside sweating. And it's like, ooh, that dress looks so cute. Oh, it's so cool and comfortable looking. And you go inside and you pick your size. They got your size. And then you get the dress home. It's not a dress anymore. It's a top.
It's a shirt.
It's a shirt. Because the mannequin was 5'2 and I'm 5'8. So where does the bottom of that sundress fall? I can't even run out to my car real quick with that on. Lady, come on, let's do better. Let's do better. I believe if men dress better, if they pull their pants up, and ladies, they cover it up more, it would be a whole lot of love connections made, and the world would be great.
Maybe in 95, not in 2015.
Right.
Okay, so in 2016, can we say that we will not walk past a woman with a pair of leggings on and say,
can I give you a card to a fashion stylist that would make you make those leggings look like super hot for you? Without insulting her, but let's just get let's find some stylists that will help them out. Maybe they don't understand, they don't know, but they need help, y'all. And if we're gonna talk about it, we gotta help them. So that's my two cents. So if y'all feel like I'm wrong, please tell me. But I need y'all to let the world know they can't go into 2016 dressing. Oh, and I got one last thing, men. The Rick Ross beard is dead.
No, Shelly, no. No.
The
no.
Rick Ross beard is dead. Oh. By now, there's stuff growing in it.
Oh.
And then they won't comment.
Who is saying no? Who is saying no?
Me.
Me, cut it out.
There's nothing sexy about the Rick Ross beard. Because now you look like the man on the little duck show. What's the duck show, Sterling? What was the name of that show?
You talking about the Duck Dynasty people?
Yes.
The Duck Dynasty.
The
Robber Fish.
The Duck Calls.
All right, friend.
So that's my question. I
want
us to go.
Hey, Shelly, so my beard is cool, right?
Huh?
My beard is cool, Shelly, right?
You
know the big
great,
fuzzy
isn't?
One look like
yeah,
down
no,
long.
Yours,
okay.
Yours, Big Love. You got the Big Love beard. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's the groom style.
It's all on how you groom it.
Wait.
I have to say something before we finish. Big Love, I know you're married. Are you trying to attract other people by wearing no shirt on Facebook?
Hey! Are you getting on me like that? Okay, I'm a befriend you tonight.
Oh my God!
Wow! If you got it, you wear it, baby. Come on!
Listen.
I'll be 52.
I was not expecting to go that way.
52 next Wednesday. 52, and I like the way I do. I look great.
Hold on, wait a minute. Where's the party?
I'm going to come back next week. Shoot. To my house. I told you, you're all welcome to have the show at my house. Trust and believe.
So
long
as you have
all clothes.
As long as you have all clothes.
Oh, Lord. I make sure you don't get too excited, Sam.
What if he comes out when we all get there and he got his jacket on?
I smoke jacket and my big and my rush. My Ross beard.
Smoking jacket and a Rick Ross beard. I can't take it.
You do you. It's 2016. You do you.
Yeah, I do
I
need.
Know that's
you
right.
But listen, I'm gonna put my two cents in. Everybody have a. Everybody have a nice, happy new year, and just love your family and just love your friends. I'm being nice and trim.
Thanks, everybody, for another great night in the Red Room from your host, Shelly L. Brooks. I wish you all a very happy, prosperous, safe, and joyful new year. As Victor said, love your family, love your friends. Look forward to a new year because everybody didn't get an opportunity to see it, make the best
right.
of it. And we will see you again next week. I'm going to leave it for y'all to close off the show. I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, James. Good night, Lady T. Sarah Lynn, I'm going to shoot
you. Good night, James. Bye, James. Bye, Sarah.
And remember,
night,
guys,
everybody.
If your radio and phone is not in the Red Room, your phone or radio is not on. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.